Welcome to Konoha Crush, a clandestine effort to exhaustively research and document events occurring in and around the village hidden in the leaves. I'm Ira.
I'm Soliloquy. Hi!
Hi! Oh my god! Hello! Hello!
How's it going, everybody?
Are you asking, like, me or just the audience? Is, like, the time for the audience to, like, answer as we, like, sit in silence? Like, if it's that, I could, like, cut this out. I could be, like, I'm so sorry. I'll give them the opportunity to, like, you know, say how the week's been going, you know.
Wait, get a good, like... Okay. Wow, I'm glad to hear it.
Oh, you're right. Okay. Well, hey, I have been doing pretty good, I think. You know, I've got, you know, we've, I don't know. Hold on. Bah. I'm killing this sentence. Starting again. I've been doing pretty good, I think. How about you?
Yeah, I've been all right. I've been, you know.
Yeah. Anything that's come up in the last week you want to talk about?
Anything newer that's come up in the last week that I want to talk about? How about no? I'm not doing fucking anything. It's just
okay.
It's like the week before the end of a season, right? Like,
oh yeah, yeah. So it's like a lot of stuff was like closing up or whatever, right? You know, we got the last episode of Frieren.
Yeah, yeah.
That was pretty fun. Watched the last episode of Girl Slop today.
Uh-huh.
They did not play the ending. We did not get to see their like silly little dance, which is like, you know, the best part of the show. So basically, a dog shit finale. The Frieren last episode was pretty good though.
Frieren was good. Love Frieren. Good wizard shit in that
much
show.
There's so much stuff that isn't like quite over yet. I feel like I have to talk about the plural baby show about fucking
Right.
We just came on a journey to pick up trash because like, I feel like we've talked a lot about like, oh, this show has like such a like fundamentally like kind and like sweet angle to it. I feel like it took a bit of a turn. In this most recent episode that like would leave me feeling like remiss to not talk about in the light of how we've been talking about it previously, where right. Like it comes to the conclusion of like, here's all these like, you know, guys doing some fucked up shit in the crime ring, right? They're like kidnapping kids and shit or whatever, right? You know, they get covered, they get caught, and all the crowds are like cheering and like, and they're like, all right, we need to get these guys dead, we need to get these guys killed. And then there's this whole speech that this guy gives, like, no, we can't kill them. We need to, like, fucking punish them. We need to make sure they suffer to the utmost by putting them in a life of, like, prison and servitude. We need to, like, you know, like death would be too much of a mercy. We need to, like, keep them alive so they can, like, suffer and be miserable forever.
Right.
Which is, like, I feel like we have talked about on this show, like, that sort of, like, oh, you shouldn't kill a guy, you should just send him to jail forever, as, like, this sort of, like, weird, like, liberal construction that is, like, deeply dishonest about, like,
yeah,
what prison is. And seeing it just played the other way very directly, but, like, as a good thing was so, like, fundamentally disorienting, right? Like, it's, like, it's significantly more honest, but
right.
It's also,
but it's, like, more honest the way you look at it and frown, right? Like,
right, yeah, yeah. It was kind of stunning in a way, right? It was just so that was that. I don't know. Other than that, I've just kind of been like building up like a frenzy about the upcoming Star Rail patch, so that I'm gonna be like, okay, shit, we gotta get this fucking recording out of the way so I can play that shit after we're done here. So that's basically where I've been this week.
Yeah, I've been kind of obsessed with playing Skyrim VR. I haven't played Skyrim VR. I don't have
right.
a VR setup.
But you're just thinking a lot about VR. I can definitely tell, like, you're in, like, a VR contemplation mode, because, like, most mornings when we, like, wake up and get here, you're just like, hey, can I show you a video about some VR shit?
Yeah, lol.
I can tell you're in the swing of that, you know? Which, you know, hopefully someday your dreams of VR will come true.
Yeah, hey, patreon.com/KonohaCrush.
All one word, KonohaCrush. All right, I mean, I don't know. Outside of that, do you want to get into Naruto?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess, like, before we get into the summaries, I just have, like, a statement to make, because in the past, I forget if it's on the show, if it was on, like, streams that were, like, kind of, like, you know, where we talk about Naruto stuff or whatever. I don't know. But, like, I've said, like, oh, yeah, I remember that third movie being, like, really fun. I think it's, like, my favorite of the original Naruto movies. I have to, like, be real with you all. I didn't remember this movie. I remembered, like, a minute and a half of animation from it. this movie isn't good, and I am sorry for any, like,
which which minute and a half of animation was it?
It was, like, the Rock Lee stuff.
Oh, yeah, that was badass. I get why.
Yeah. Everything else just fucking gone. So I just want to be very clear about any, like, previous statements I might have made. I think this movie sucks bad.
Yeah, it's not very good. You can tell by how I wrote about it, probably.
Oh, hey, let's get into that. Let's hear what you wrote about it. Let's hear what you wrote about your first section of the summary, then.
Yeah, all right. I can do that. I'm a big girl. Naruto, Kakashi, Sakura, and Rock Lee hike through the desert in their movie original Breezy Summer Fits to meet up with the Prince of Moonlands. They meet up with his rich boy caravan and his son, the T-Girl of the movie, immediately hits it off with Naruto, but like, bad style though, where they hate each other at first. The Moon Prince and his T-Girl son go see a carnival and the girl likes the cool tiger, so the prince buys the whole thing. But like, now they're responsible for the well-being of all these animals. There's this whole thing with the T-Girl son, who's an archer, by the way, but like a little kid toy bow type archer, learning to be friends instead of mean to the cool tiger, that culminates in her dad having to put all the animals on a big ship that gets stormed on. But the kid helps the animals, so they love her now.
Okay. So, you know, I started off with being like, this movie fucking sucks. And I stand by that. But I guess, like, just getting into it right off the top, I do think there are like some like thoughtful changes to like the Naruto movie formula that we kind of see play out pretty quick. I think that like this movie is directed by Toshiki Tsuru, who I've talked about extensively on the podcast as somebody who like often does like a really good job of like bringing out the best of the material he adapts, you know, like works very closely with Hirofumi Suzuki, who is one of the animation directors on this movie. Like just doing like a really good job of like, you know, capturing the appeal of Naruto, like really like, you know, making the most bringing some really interesting stuff out of that. This movie is also written by Toshiki Tsuru, which is like a first for us, I believe. And seeing him in a position of that much control has maybe like made me lose some faith in him as a creative a little bit. In terms of somebody who knows how to like structure a movie, I think that it's still like. There's a clear talent there, right? Like, I think this movie is, like, pretty, like, well-constructed. I think it is more, like, thematically coherent than some of the previous movies. I don't think that necessarily always, like, works out in this movie's advantage, because I think a lot of it is, like, ranges from thematically shallow to, like, kind of reprehensible to me. Like, you know, there's still, like, a clear, like, artistic sensibility. There's a clear, this is a movie that is capably made. Like, when I say this movie, like, sucks bad, I don't mean it is, like, incompetently produced. I just think that, I don't like its aims, and I think they, like, sort of, like, undercut anything that I could enjoy about this in a lot of ways. You know, just dialing in a little bit, I do think something that, like, really works here is that this movie is just, like, really quick to be like, okay, we're not doing a whole lot of setup, we're just, like, going, like, here are the characters, here's where they are, you know, we have, like, a very brief, like, introductory narration of, like, what the world of Naruto is, and then, like, you know, we see the guys we got here, we got Kakashi, we got Sakura, we got Rock Lee, we got Naruto, they have their summer fits on. I think the summer fits are pretty good, honestly. You know, they get a quick action scene, they, like, meet up with the people they're working for. There's, like, you know, while they, like, have a quick action scene against some bandits, there's, like, we have the, like, very, like, standard by this point, like, Naruto talking to Tsunade about the mission he's going on thing, like, playing in the background, so we get that, like, you know, very, like, you know, like, concise, efficient storytelling going on with that, right? And I really appreciate that. And then, you know, we get to the point where they meet up with a client, and he steps out of his caravan, and it kind of immediately goes bad.
Yeah, I kind of... They're doing the bad rich fat guy again.
They're doing the bad rich fat guy again, but, like, so, so deeply, like...
They're queer-coding the bad rich fat guy.
I wasn't even like strictly saying that, like, no, but, I know. Like, you could make this that argument also. Like, I definitely think he is like deeply like emasculated and infantilized, right? Like, mm-hmm. I definitely think that, like, there's, this movie is, like, so incredibly concerned with the construction of masculinity in a way that, like, it holds, like, fatness as oppositional to, that just, like, mm-hmm. Runs through the whole thing and just kind of fucking, like, sinks it from minute one, basically. And it's just not great. It's just not great. And, like, I'll talk about that a little bit as we, like, go on, but, like, you know, it is just, like, the thesis of the movie seems very clearly, like, yeah, this guy has failed to be a man, and that is why he is fat now, and he is, like, probably going to have to fix that about himself, right? Like,
yeah.
And that is, like, what this guy's, like, presence in the movie is, right? Like, you know, like, literally, like, end of the movie, you see him, like, resolving to, like, be better, and the credits is a bunch of, like, shots of him, like, working out or whatever, and it's like, fuck off.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the other thing we pretty quickly get is we get Naruto's, like, new friend of the movie to be, like, opposed to at first. Mm-hmm. I think that this is, like, an interesting variant of that, because, like, basically the first, like, half hour of this movie is, like, could just be, like, a one-off episode about, like, Naruto, like, meeting a guy and, like, they're like, at odds at first, and then, like, you know, it's resolved by the end of their friends, right? Like,
yeah.
It has, like, a complete, like, emotional arc contained within that first, like, half an hour of, like, you know, Naruto meets this, like, rude kid who's, like, rich and stuff, but then, like, you know, he learns a lesson from Naruto, and he does some stuff to, like, he does some stuff to, like, prove it. He's, like, understood the lessons that Naruto, like, taught him, and then Naruto and him are, like, we're gonna be friends forever, right? And, you know, and there's, like, an hour of movie after that, which, like, I do, like, understand, like, desire to be, like, okay, like, let's make the characters in the movie be, like, on good terms with each other before, like, the final act, so we can try and build off of that for the, mm-hmm. the rest of the movie. I think that is, like, a smart structural change that this movie makes, right? Of, like, yeah, you know, we spend the first half an hour getting you, like, as on board as you can be with this relationship or whatever, so that we can, like, continue, like, pay it off throughout the film, rather than being, like, the emotional climax of the movie is, like, you know, a guy realizes Naruto is right or whatever, right? I think that is, like, a smart change, like, as far as making one of these goes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there is, like, some kind of some kind of fascinating stuff with that I will get to in a bit. But before that, I kind of want to move on to the scene where they, like, you know, they go to the circus. And like, the extent to which this movie is, like, oh, this is kind of, like, trying to be, like, an animal movie rears its head, right? Like, they go to the circus, there's, like, a, you know, the kid likes it, the dad buys it for him because he's, like, really rich, you know, and he, like, wants to befriend this tiger, and it's, like, angry at him, but, he like, wants to keep trying, right? And, you know, and maybe he's gonna, like, do a thing to, like, earn the animal's trust, and they're gonna, like, be friends and all that, right? And they're gonna, like, work together in the climax of the movie, right? Like, it's very in that mode. I think it's not good at that. No. Not even strictly because of, like, anything to do with the writing, but because I just don't think the animals are, like, visually characterized well. There's not, like, a lot of, like, scenes where I'm like, oh, they, like, animated that big tiger, like, moving in a fun way or whatever, right? Like, all of, like, animal animations movie, like, just feels kind of, like, stiff, right?
Yeah, right, and, like, I don't even, like, love the presence of the animals in the story as they exist, right? Like,
no, it's just, like, it definitely feels like they are, like, an aspect of the story that is just kind of, like, it just kind of, like, flits in and out as, like, needed, right? It's not, like, I don't know, it's not, like, it's not, like, especially interesting, right? Like, when you have, like, an animal movie about, like, a kid befriending an animal or whatever, right?
Uh-huh.
If it's, like, live action, there's, like, the benefit of seeing, like, a real animal that moves like a real animal. And, like, a real animal is, like, often, like, a very characterful sort of thing.
Right, and also, like, just like, the thing of it being in a circus, of like, them being circus animals.
Uh-huh.
Which goes, like, uncriticized, like, makes me feel so weird.
Yeah. When they just fucking, like, load them into cages and, like, put them on a boat where they will be, like, extremely imperiled.
Right.
And, like, it just kind of, like, oh, God, like, leaving ahead to talk about that fucking boat scene, but, like, that scene is fucking crazy to me, because you have all the, like, cages that the animals are on the deck, and, like, they keep, like, fucking falling off of the boat through the, like, big, like, dangerous storm scene, and there's, like, a giraffe that is just, like, wandering around on the fucking deck of the boat, like, while all that thing is happening, and that thing is fucking dead.
I was so scared of the giraffe. I was so afraid for the giraffe, right? Like, I saw that giraffe, and, like, oh my god, like... I was just, like, yelling the whole time about the giraffe. I was so scared.
Yeah, that was my fucking experience of that scene also. It was just, like, oh, this giraffe is fucked. This giraffe is dead. Like, all these other animals are, like, pretty fucked, too. Right? Again, like, so many cages of animals just fucking overboard. Just gone. Just completely fucking gone. Like, the emotion, like the visual storytelling of that scene is, like, oh, basically all of these animals, like, fucking died. And they're, like, basically all fine and back, like, later. It's so weird.
It's so weird.
Like, it just feels like they don't give a shit about the animals, which is a problem. And, like, you know, again, like he said, like, the circus element of, like, here are all these, like, individual animals who, like, get transported around to, like, you know, put on a show or whatever. It's just, like, you know, there's no real consideration given for that, right? Like, there's no real consideration for, like, what it means for the animals that they can just be, like, bought and put on, like, a dangerous boat where, like, they will all die.
Just frivolously, other than on the whims of a child.
Yeah, I was like, oh well, the big tiger will befriend a boy, and all the animals will survive, in spite of having clearly died. But anyway, they buy the circus. They're on their way. Before they can get in the boat, and all of that happens, the dad prince. Fuck, what's his name?
I literally never learned it.
I know I started writing it at some point in my notes, and I'm like, I'm looking at it to see where it was. Okay, Michiru is his name. He goes to see his like ex-wife or whatever. And she like doesn't recognize him because he's fat now, and she's like, oh, he keeps trying to, like, you know, bribe her to be like, hey, you should come back. I'll like buy you like a big mansion. I'll give you the country. I'll do whatever for you. She's like, no, you don't understand the most important thing. And you know, it's just very, like, again, like very, very in line with the, like, movie's, like, really, like, tiresome, like, I don't know, like, construction of, like, oh, this is a movie about the way this guy has, like, failed to be a man, and that is, like, reflected in the way that this, like, marriage fell apart, right? That is, like, and it's really tired. It's really obnoxious. The thing that winds up being kind of, like, fascinating to me about it is the way that this scene of this guy, like, trying to, like, purchase the affections of his wife or his ex-wife is, like, immediately paralleled in, like, a follow-up scene where, like, Naruto and the boy prince are like talking, and the kid is like, Naruto, I'll give you whatever you want if you be my vassal or whatever, which, and it just kind of, like, inescapably reads because of that direct parallel and because of how many times, like, the kid, like, looks at Naruto and starts blushing, like, oh, here's, like, a kid who has a crush on, like, the cool older boy and doesn't know how to express it.
Yep.
And it doesn't really, like, do anything with that, I don't think, right? Like, I don't know how cognizant it even is of that, right? Because it's not, like...
Shit happens. They don't talk that much.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't get to hang out.
Right, right. Like, it is mostly, like... Like, from there, it clearly pivots to, like, Naruto being, like, you fucking suck. You need to be good instead. And, you know, the kid's talking about it and then, like, learning his lesson and, you know... They kind of, like, repeat that cycle a few times when Archer's like, you gotta keep being cool and strong. But, like, it is weird how, like, starkly that feels, like, framed in the movie, right? Like, I don't know. I felt like I was going kind of crazy about it. Like, I didn't, the fact that they just put it there so, like, blatantly. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's everything, because we talked about the boat scene, we talked about the way that this, like, first stretch of the movie, this first half an hour, like, feels like an individual, like, one-off episode of Naruto that we would talk about and then be done with.
Yeah, yeah. Ready to move on?
But I need to keep going and, like, make the movie actually have a plot, so, yeah, let's move on.
Alright. They make it back to Moonland and discover there's been a coup. The prince's dad was taken out And the former minister, Shavadava... Sorry. The former minister, Shavadava, has a bunch of cops try and kill the prince, his T-girl son, and all the shinobi we love, who are also here. The gang manages an escape with the help of a cool guy cop, and the prince reunites with his dad, who's half petrified and probably going to die soon. And then he dies. Naruto and Hikaru bond over having dead grandpa kings, except Naruto's wasn't his grandpa or a king.
Okay. So yeah, we meet the, like, antagonist of the movie, the guy who's, like, causing problems. We meet Shabadaba, who is, like... I think this guy fucking sucks. I hate having him on screen. I don't love basically anything about, like, his, like, silent, effeminate lackey who is always, like, standing behind him. Like, that just feels bad. Yeah. Like, even Shabadaba himself is, like, like, he's very, like, positioned into, like, movies calculus of, like, if you're a guy who looks normal, you're good and cool, and if you, like, don't, then something is wrong with you, right? Like, you know, you see him, and he's, like, got this fucking, like, extremely blatant evil vizier face, right? And then, like, you know, as he, like, summons his, like, fucking, like, riot cop knights to go into... To go and try and kill the prince and everything. Yeah.
He's gonna send the cops to go kill a bunch of guys, and then he grapes off the chest of his favorite eunuch, right? Like,
yeah. But like the fact that you meet, like, counter, like, his presence is you meet the, like, most, like, blatant, like, fucking cool guy cop looking motherfucker. Like, the like, this is like a fucking, like, cool, manly looking, respectable dude. Fucking Koregas here. Right, like, it just positions him so, like, immediately in the, like, visual, like, language of the film of, like, here's what you look like if you're a good person, here's what you look like if you're a bad person. If you're, like, in the middle somewhere, then you're, like, treated as this, like, weird, infantilized, like, emasculated, like, person who's gonna have to figure it out, but, like, you're just kind of nothing right now. It's, like, yeah. Right, like, it just feels like that language is, like, presented so blatantly, and I just don't find any value in that, obviously.
I want you to know that every time I call these guys cool guy cops, it's like sarcastically.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Just making sure that groundwork is, like, laid, right?
Right. Uh-huh. Because, like, I mean, like, because, like, for people who haven't seen the movie, which, like, hopefully none of you have felt compelled to go to, like, watch the movie before this, like, all, like, fucking Koregas, the, like, lead cool guy cop has is that he is, like, a cop and he looks like a cool guy, right? Like, he is, like, fucking, like just fucking, like, distilled cool guy action hero, like, design. Like, and that, and he's gonna, you know, be the good cop and do the good cop things. And that's, like, you know, that's basically, like, all he gets, right?
Right, and, like, when we say cop, I mean, like, these guys are fashioned to look like modern police officers with, like, sabers.
Yeah.
And, like, driving horse and buggies around, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway, they run off from the palace. They go off to the cave to meet the fucking, like, king who's, like, dying. He's been turned partly to stone.
Sakura's like, let me see if I can heal him. And then she's like, yeah, I can heal petrification, but only if I get to it soon enough. This guy's been rocks for a long time.
Yeah. Just like a very, like, okay, we're like, aesthetic the stakes of action scenes further. Like, guys can get turned to stone a little bit to, like, make it seem extra, like, perilous. But not this guy. This guy's fucked.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, he is, he calls his, like, his son and his grandson over to, like, talk to them and, like, you know, just talk about his beliefs and, like, wanting to, like, you know, leave the country to them, wanting them to, like, carry on his good king nature, right? Like, you know, wanting him to just keep doing good by the people. He's talking about, like, oh, you know, being wealthy isn't everything, you know, there's other things beyond that contribute to a good country. Like, the people should be happy and not, like, oppressed and dying. And the fucking, like, dad just like, I don't know what you mean. This doesn't make any sense to me. And he's like, oh, hey, how's it? And like, also this, like in the middle of this conversation, it comes up that, like, oh yeah, like Michiru's like wife has divorced him, and his dad is like, That's a shame. I had hoped that she could, like, fix you, which is, like, another layer of the fucking gender going on in this movie that I don't like.
Yeah.
But anyway, that guy's fucking dead. Whatever. I'm not particularly compelled by him. You know, Naruto goes off to talk to Hikaru about, like, what they just saw, and, like, Naruto's like, do you understand the shit that guy said? And Hikaru's like, not really. And Naruto's like, you know, I think I'm starting to understand it because of my dead grandpa, who was really good to me, which, you know, citation needed.
Yeah, questionable.
But also, it's just, like, extremely strange to me how much the movie, like, invests in this idea of, like, here is this guy just saying the, like, most basic shit of, like, the people in the country should be, like, taken care of or whatever, right? Which is, like, I mean, obviously that doesn't, like, happen with any consistency into, like, the real world either, right?
Right.
But, like, the idea that this is, like, a concept that is just, like, extremely difficult to grapple with, like, you need, like, a fucking, like, great man at the head of a country, like, really, like, fucking, like, live his life and witness all kinds of things, like, come to terms with it, rather than, like, a fucking, like, basic, like... Like, it's just so weird to present it as this idea that is, like, unattainable, like, unless you, like, really dig deep, right? Like, it's just,
Like, we learned how to share in kindergarten.
Right. Like, I don't know, like, there's just, the way the ideas are, like, framed, even if they're, like, totally, like... I don't know, like, the totally, like, objectionable or whatever, right? Like, we hear about, like, the king's, like, plans. It's like, yeah, he wanted to create, like, a social safety net for the poor and the elderly or whatever, right? And it's like that whole thing is, I don't know, like just the way it's framed is this, like, fucking, like, unattainable deep wisdom that you just have to wait until the fucking, like, king understands, right, is just kind of maddening to me, right? Like, I don't know. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because then also, like, okay, well, if we're in danger of the king not understanding this, why do we have king?
Right, exactly. Because right. That's never, like, in question, right? Like wait, like, it's never, like, a question of, like, oh, should this guy be the king if he's, like, somebody who, like, fundamentally has no regard and, like, doesn't even understand the concept of having regard for his subjects, right? Like...
Yeah, like, what else do you do with a king?
Right. Like, it's just so weird that the like, conflict is like... Well, I guess we have to wait until this guy gets it, rather than, like, should we get this guy the throne back? I don't know. It's just kind of dumb to me. I don't like it much. I'm not on board with it. I'm like, you know, the movie has laid out, like, basically all of its ideas at this point, and I again, like I said, I find them ranging from, like, deeply shallow to, like, contemptible, right? Like, it's just, so, you know, the rest of the movie just has, like, a real, like, uphill battle to, like, make any of it mean anything to me. But, like, hey, you know, we're about to get to the part of the movie where, like, action happens, so let's move on, and let's see what more you want to say about this part.
Nah, let's go.
Okay.
The cool guy cop gets a boat to help the prince and his T-girl son escape into friendly territory, but they get ambushed on the beach by the bad guy T-girls of the movie. Their leader, cool guy T-girl, turns the cool guy cop into some stone with her Ganondorf hand, and Naruto hates it, even if I think it's cool. Naruto goes fox mode, and the enemy grabs the prince and takes off. Shabadabba gets to give his sicko, mean, rich guy speech to the prince while everyone else regroups. Naruto doesn't like that Hikaru is ready to give up on her dad, so she changes her mind, and everyone resolves to save the prince. Back at the castle, the prince gets pushed out onto a plank overhanging the castle's courtyard, with a noose around his neck, so Shabadabba can edge himself before the prince decides to fall or something.
Okay. So yeah, no, they're off to the beach. We meet the, like... villains who can fight of the movie.
Uh-huh.
They're all, like, as far as characters go, pretty nothing, I think. I also don't think they're that interesting on the whole. Like you said, the Ganondorf hand is fun.
Yeah, I love the Ganondorf hand.
I love that he's got his like hand used for people to stone. He's got like an eye that like opens up and starts like pulsating when he gets pissed off. I don't know. I think there's like fun visuals like there, but like the other two are like big guy who punches, and like in the like broader context of the movie, I often find it like very like uncomfortable the way he's like presented as like, oh, he's like scary because he's big and he has a kind of weird face. And like, you know, like I find that pretty unpleasant. And there's like a girl one or whatever. I don't know. She's just like
chameleon shit.
Yeah.
She crawls around like a lizard, turns invisible, and throws flower petals or something.
Yeah. It's just kind of like, I don't know. It's, it feels like they gave her the girl stuff kit, right? Like,
yeah. I don't know. I think crawling around like a lizard is pretty cool.
That part's fine. She's just doing a ton though, right? Like, there's like a scene where she's like on the wall as like a lizard invisible style. And then, I don't know. Mostly she's doing like flower petals genjutsu, like where am I gonna attack you from stuff, and it's like, you know, I don't know, it's not like it's not like super like exciting, but I do think a lot of this fight is like staged fine. I think it looked really good, right? I think
yeah,
like the way it's like, oh yeah, they like get hit by this like fucking like kunai that has like a poison that dulls their senses, so you've got like you know, there's this tension of like, oh, everybody's like a little on the back foot. They're like not able to react like they think they should, you know. And I think it creates this like really like compelling, like overwhelming presence of these guys as like the fight goes on. And everybody's just kind of like worn down rapidly, right? Like I think that stuff is I think that stuff is like fairly compelling to watch just as far as like animation goes, right?
Right, and it gets you excited for a fair fight.
Yeah, that is like a really good point. Since like, yeah, like that is like the stakes setting for like later. It's like, yeah, these people are strong, but like, you know, later our heroes are going to be like able to like fully like, you know, they're going to go all out, and they're not going to be, you know, it's going to be like a like an even match. I think that's like solid booking, right? Like I think that is yeah, I think it's fun, but you know, there's not really like much to latch onto beyond that, right? Like when the fucking like leader guy like turns the fucking cool guy cop into some stone, and just as is like, yeah, you look like you're really fucking miserable and upset as you died, but it's kind of like art, but you suck also, so I'm gonna shatter you with my sword. It's just like, I don't know, it feels like a real like mishmash of like evil guy sicko that doesn't really go anywhere. He really does kill that cop, though. Kakashi's kind of sad about it.
I thought it was fucking cool.
It was kind of cool. It is kind of cool. Like, there's, like, a real, like, fucking... Like, there's, like, a real, like scary, kind of gross, like, tactility, like, to it. Where, like, the guy's, like, getting turned to stone. He, like, fucking throws up a little bit before he, like, fully, like, petrifies. And it's like, ugh. Right? But, like, you know, it's, like... I don't know. I think it's like created to like deliver an effect or whatever. I think that's like you know, they want to make their villain guy do some fucking scary cool shit, and I think that works well enough, right?
Yeah. And the cop died, so like.
And a cop died. And Naruto goes Fox mode to like resolve things for now. You know, everybody like falls back. We'll meet up for the finale of the movie. Got a cut over to the palace where Shabadaba is like, I'm gonna fucking kill you, Michiru. And he gives his fucking, like, speech of, like...
I did it all for the money, because I have to be your foil!
Right. I mean, like, it's like, yeah, like it is that. Like, it is very much like, oh, can you believe your fucking stupid asshole dad wanted, like, public welfare systems? I don't want that. I want to have the money that would go to the people instead. And, like, this scene also has, like, a moment of, like... You know, if I ever had any doubt that I was perhaps, like, being a little too, like reading a little too much, like, intentionality into the way the, like, imagery around Michiru and, like, his, like, fatness is deployed, like, it very much, like, is made literal in this scene when Shabadaba walks up to him and is like, and I want to become fat like you because I want to be a bad king who fails at performing masculinity properly.
Literally,
It's just like could not be made more explicit that it views this as like a moral failing, as like a fucking like it's just fucking gross. It just sucks. It's bad.
Now go out there and stand on that wood. I'm gonna beat off, but not let myself come until I hear your next snap.
God. You know, not like the literal thing he says, but like, sure, sure, we can take good extra steps. Why not?
What else could he be doing it for?
Yeah, I mean, he's like, ah, this is my entertainment. This is like, it's fun for me. I've always wanted to do this. I've always dreamed of executing something like this. He's definitely like I guess there's definitely a sort of undeniable perversion there. I mean, like, I guess, especially with his, like, you know, again, like, his silent, effeminate lackey, mm-hmm. like, there's definitely, like, a real, like, angle of, like, you know, you could make that leap pretty easily if, like, you know, we're not putting him deriving, like, a sexual thrill from this directly on screen in the children's movie, but, like, you know, the pieces are there.
Right, like...
Maybe the pieces shouldn't be there.
The pieces shouldn't be there. They just shouldn't be there, right? The thing that they're doing is trying to paint him as, like, a cruel hedonist, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which, like, you know.
Right, they just, there's just no, like, consideration, like, given to, like, language they could use to do that that doesn't just, like, throw a bunch of people under the bus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, you know, we cut over the forest where everybody's like, you know, everybody's sitting around, they're all like, you know, all the remaining cool cop guys are like bummed, and you know, Hikari is like really sad about like his dad maybe being killed, and like, you know, Naruto and Sakura and everybody's kind of like sitting there in silence for a bit, and like Hikari starts crying, and Naruto's like, no, Hikari, you can't cry, do you want to like fucking suck and disappoint me and be like lame and stupid, or do you want to be cool? And Hikari's like, shit, you're right, I want to be cool. It's not like quite so like fucking like blood does that. Like, I don't know, I feel like it's like a little bit more done to like try and make it seem like not just Naruto like yelling and being unreasonable at this kid who thinks his dad is about to die. But like, I have so little patience for the movie at this point. Like, I ultimately, right. I'm just so fucking like already done with everything it's doing that it's just like, ugh. Are you saying something?
No, I was just saying, like, you heard how I wrote it in my semis, right? Like,
yeah, right. I don't know. It's just it's earned very little generosity from me. The thing that I do think is kind of funny in the scenes, like the circus guys, like show up to like, you know, be like, hey, what's going on here? Like, nobody's paid us still. And Kakashi's like, well, you know, if you want to get like paid, you might as well fucking like get looped in our fucking our like plan we're doing here and just like endanger all of your circus animals again, which is like kind of like there's something kind of like grimly funny about it, but also it doesn't really do anything for this movie's like reputation of like, I don't know, pretending it cares about all these animals it put in it.
Yeah, like, okay, I'm gonna say something a little bit controversial.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're going to put in a movie a boy that, like, falls in love with and befriends a circus animal, I think it should be about the boy liberating the animal from the circus.
Right, right. The, like, fucking, like, rare and lonely animal that, like, doesn't have anything else of its kind around, right? Like, I don't know, I guess it's got his monkey friend and we're supposed to believe that's, like, cool or whatever, right?
But... Right, right.
But, like, I don't know, like, there's just no, like, room for believing that this animal they always, like, keep caged because it hates almost everybody is, like, in a good spot.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, like, that's just, like, not even the, like, way that, like, stories about boy befriending animal, like, function, right? Like, there's no room for, like... I don't know, right? Like any familiar with stories about how that go definitely just kind of, like, make it feel, like, weirdly empty that it's, like, yeah, the big, scary, mean animal that, like, actually you can, like, have come to trust you that we keep locked up all the time is just fine like this.
Not even is just fine like this. We just don't talk about it.
We just don't talk about it.
The circus shows up to help cause a big distraction, and Kakashi shows himself for the finale to start a big ruckus out front to provide cover for the other ninja doing sneaky stuff. But the bad guys are onto them, and Rock Lee has to break off from the group to fight the big guy, and also Sakura has to peel off from the group to fight the chameleon girl. Naruto, Hikaru, and three or four remaining good guy cops confront Ganondorf Han under the board-standing noose-necked prince. Rock Lee kicks ass with a badass training weight chain staff, and Sakura does cool big punchies.
Okay, so, thing I think genuinely, mm-hmm. I kind of love Kakashi's, like, sort of half-assed, like, gay eye patch clown outfit.
Yes, correct.
I think that's fun. But, like, to the point of, like, this movie being, like, bad as an animals movie, like, even beyond, like, storytelling structure, like, I just think it's bad at, like, depicting the animals, like, convincingly or excitingly, and that, like, comes down to the scene again, where, like, so much of, like, the animal scenes that are doing the big circus distraction are, like, I am pretty sure literally the same animation used in the initial circus scene, just, like, put in this new environment.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't especially convincing then, and it isn't really now either. I don't know, again, like, like, if you're gonna tell a bad animal story, you could at least animate the animals fun, and, like, I don't know, like, I feel like if I, like, came to see, like, this movie as, like, an animals kid, mm-hmm. and, like, you know, in Japan, this movie is called, like, fucking, like, Animal Panic in the Crescent Moon Kingdom or whatever, right? I'd be disappointed, because it's just, like, I don't know, they're just not, like, it just doesn't seem like any, like, I don't know, there's just nothing that, like...
There's no love for the animals in this animals movie.
Yeah. Well, that's true, like, narratively, and I think it's, like, more or less true visually, too. But anyway, Kakashi is, like, ready to do his big attack.
Piss dog.
Like,
big piss dog.
Yeah, he makes a big piss dog. Am I, like, crazy? Or is it, like, weird that this movie is, like, so consistent and, like, Kakashi has to pull up his eye patch to do all of his jutsus that he knows? Like, does he have to do that normally?
I don't know, I don't think so.
Right, but, like, it keeps happening. Whenever he's, like, making, like, a big wet animal or whatever, he's like, I have to pull off my Sharingan. But, like, I don't know, like he has his Sharingan out when he's making a big wet animal and he fights Zabuza, but that's because he's, like, fucking copying that guy's jutsu as he's doing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's doing Sharingan shit. This is just, I don't know, I think he just knows big wet animal spell now.
Yeah.
Big wet animal scene is pretty cool. I was, like, really neglectful in, like, doing my, like, production research on this episode. I couldn't tell you who did that, but there's, like, some really, like, fun loose animation as his big piss dog is, like, wreaking havoc.
It's like sunset, so the water's kind of yellow.
Yeah. That's what we mean when we say piss dog. I realize that we just kind of say shit sometimes and then don't elaborate on what we fucking mean. You know, while that's happening, we get our, like, classic part of these movies where, like, everybody, like, you know, they face off against a guy. Sakura fights girl. I don't honestly feel like there's, like, a ton to talk about there. I don't know. I think her, like, trick that she wins with is pretty fun or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, she, like, it's, like, a very, like, I don't know. It's, like, a very, like, concise, like, here's, like, what could be cool about Sakura, right? She, like, you know, takes advantage of surrounding. She, like, shatters, like, a light. And, like, I think it's technical, but it might be the next section, but I kind of want to talk about it now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she, like, shatters the light, and she, like, you know, fucking detects where the invisible girl is by, like, hearing her, like, disturb, like, the glass on the ground. She's, like, punched her into a wall, because we're, like, in full-on, like, super strength Sakura mode now. You know, I do like how quickly the anime, like, picks up that ball. You know, like, knowing that's where the manga goes. Like, I do like how consistently that is in, like, the anime stuff. I've talked about this before. The real fucking star of the show here, the real fucking, like, star of this whole fucking movie is, like, how goddamn good the Noriyo Matsumoto Rock Lee scenes are. It's so fucking fun. Like, I don't know, I'm like, a little, like, hand-wheeled by the fact, like, they'd be like, okay, want somebody to do, like, a cool big, like, weapon scene, and they bring Rock Lee, but, like, it's integrated enough into the Rock Lee stuff that it's, like, still really fun. Like, the fact that it's, like, he, like, takes off his, like, training weights and then connects him to a big staff and fucking, like, starts beating the shit out of the guy is, like, so fucking sick.
Right. Okay, like, martial arts do pulling out, like, a collapsible staff, like Chef's Kiss. Yeah. The fact that it's super fucking heavy because it's Rock Lee's training weights, like... Claps and cheers and stamps my feet.
Yeah,
and
it's so fucking cool. It's so fucking good. Like, it moves fucking crazy. Like, of course it does. It's Dory Matsumoto. Yeah, like, if you want to fucking get the best out of this movie, you just, like, watch these, like, clips in Sakugaburi, right? You just fucking search Naruto Movie 3 and Dory Matsumoto and you're good. The second section also where, like, Rock Lee's been, like, defeated for a bit, but he gets back up and he, like, tosses the guy up into the air. He, like, does the big, like, chain thing, and he's, like, leaping up into the air, and he's, like, bouncing off the chain, and you can't even see him move, but you can see the fucking, like, chain distort where he, like, bounces off of it. It's so fucking cool. Rock Lee is so fucking cool in this movie.
They really did Rock Lee so well.
I do think it's weird. Like, that said, I do think it's weird that, like, his big beat is he's, like, going to fight this guy. He's, like, I owie, settle the score.
Right. I mean, yeah. I mean, like
I don't know. I don't think that's who he is necessarily. I don't like necessarily like see Rock Lee as like guy who's like certain to always get revenge whenever somebody defeats him, but like, you know.
Right. But if you just like look at it and don't listen to the words, like they did Rock Lee so well.
Oh yeah, at that level they did fucking great.
I don't know, is there anything else to fucking say about this segment? Like,
Nah, I'm pretty good.
All right, okay. Hikaru breaks off from the fighting to save her dad, but Ganondorf's hand intercepts with Naruto hot on her tail. Hikaru watches Naruto get his ass kicked while Rock Lee and Sakura lose ground in their own fights. They simultaneously resolve to keep their promise to Hikaru, and Naruto goes fox mode as the board under the prince's feet snaps, and he's left hanging by the neck. With a little push from Naruto, Hikaru mounts her tiger bestie and leaps off a building to get close enough to cut her dad's noose with an arrow. This doesn't go over well with Ganondorf's hand, so everyone helps Naruto special Moon Rasengan her to death. Now that everyone's won their fights, the movie ends.
Okay, so I don't know if this matches completely with your experience, but like for me, like when I talk about this movie, like ultimately being something I think is like well constructed, but towards ends I don't really find any value in, like whenever I'm like every time I'm like seeing this scene of like, you know, we have like kind of like ebb and flow of like, oh shit, are things gonna be going like really bad here in the climax, and everybody's like standing back up, you know, we get the like setup of like, yeah, Hikaru's gonna like do his like archery shit to like snap the rope to save his dad, and like everybody's gonna like get back up and fight, and they're gonna like talk about the promise they made earlier in the movie or whatever, right? Like I think there's like an element like it just like feels like the whole movie is like scaffolding to get to this beat where like, you know, the kids and their like new friend of this movie are like all gonna be like working in concert, all like getting back up, and like they're all like motivated by their friendship together, like in spite of how much like watching this movie I'm just like, fuck this thing, like even like checked out like watching this thing at double speed this morning, like getting to see it, it still like got to me a little bit, because again I think the whole thing is just like built up to be like, yeah, you get kind of pumped here, right?
Yeah, right, like there's definitely a good like cadence to the like events in the film, right? There's like a it's good, it's just like, you know,
it's just whenever it's not like doing that, like here's the big payoff, it all works, it's like, oh, I have to think about what's in the movie, and I don't like it,
right?
Also
like weakest movie original Sharingan wasn't set up at all, it comes from fucking out of nowhere, don't even know what it's about.
Yeah, it's just like, oh yeah, the moon shines on it and it's big. I think the fucking impact of the Rasengan is pretty sick. Like where the music just cuts out, there's just this whole fucking like entire roof of the palace like cutting these like sick fucking like smoke explosions, like debris flying everywhere. That's pretty cool, right? But like, I don't know.
Right. But like, it's not a special Rasengan because of some like special power that's going on, right? Like it just becomes purple and has a crescent moon in it for some reason out of nowhere.
Because you need the special Rasengan for the movie. It's just like part of the formula for some reason.
Right. It feels so tacked on here.
Right, like it could literally just be like normal Rasengan, because like the emotional like beat here is like, yeah, Naruto's leg has been turned to stone, but like Michiru's gonna like stand up and he's gonna like, you know, run and like carry Naruto to like deliver that blow or whatever, because this is his moment of like committing to like, I mean, this is the part I don't give a shit about, like,
right, like past, okay,
to,
like, okay, like
Naruto, everybody's saving it in order to like, yeah,
like the thing is just like Naruto has a petrified leg, and so like others have to like carry.
And when it like circles back around, like here's the moment of like Michiru like determining to be like a real man, I'm kind of like, okay, I don't care so much anymore, right? Like but like like the fact that it's like a special one feels attacked on. Also, I have to say about the scene where like Michiru is carrying Naruto, it's like so like the Ganondorf hand guy, he's blasting with rocks, he has like these big like gnarly like stone like shrapnel bits like sticking out of his leg and his like gut and stuff, right?
Yeah,
but the movie like really seems to visually treat it that those aren't real injuries because they just hit his fat.
Yeah.
And it's just really strange to watch. Because, like, especially because, like, at the fucking climax of the movie, like, Kasha's like, oh yeah, I made a piss dog too much, I need to lay down for 2 weeks. And this guy got stabbed repeatedly, and he's, like, fucking, like, at the gym the next day. And it's like, what are we doing? I hate that shit.
It's fucked. Also, can we talk about, like, the queer coding and the villains more? Because, like...
Yeah, go for it.
Literally, the enemy shinobi get, like, their fucking wigs knocked off. The enemy shinobi get their fucking wigs knocked off to show that they're, like, these fucking effeminate guys had fucking short hair all along. How sinister.
Except for the girl who also had short hair, which is also sinister.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like not a particularly, like, developed thing, because these guys aren't particularly developed, but there's definitely, like...
There's definitely some extreme visual coding there, right? Like...
Yeah, of, like, here's who these guys, like, really are as they're, like, defeated, and it's like, this doesn't mean anything to me, but I don't like anything you think it should mean to me. I don't know. Fuck this thing.
Yeah, I just...
Do you have anything else you want to say?
Like, literally, I was just going to say, I just took a fucking hit. Do you have anything else you want to say?
No, I don't know. I said my shit. I don't like this one. I'm really disappointed. Like, this was,
Yeah. Well, what are we watching next week?
Next week, we are watching episodes 197, 198, and 199 of Naruto, as we, like, really, like, start to close in on the final, like, you know, we're in, like, the final stretch of that show, right? Like, I think we're about to, like, the last opening and everything. It's, Yeah.
All right, well, hey, if you can't wait, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/KonohaCrush, all one word, KonohaCrush. For just $3 a month, you get access to episodes up to a week early, and for $5... you get access to our bonus show, Narukai Uzumaki. We recently recorded an episode about the Sword Art Online progressive
movies. Progressive movies. Yeah. And that is, like, completely edited. I just haven't uploaded it yet. And it will be uploaded by the time this is out, like, almost certainly. If I haven't, like, posted that yet, somebody yell at me.
Someone mull, like, you with bears.
Right, like, because probably what I should do, and, like, what I hopefully will do, is I'm going to, like, hit stop recording, and then I'm going to go post that.
Right.
Yeah.
And we haven't decided what we're going to do next yet, but, like, you know.
We'll figure it out.
And while we're still on the Patreon, I want to give a special shout-out to our Jonin tier patron. Hey, Izzy, how's it going?
Hey, Izzy.
Thanks for the
hopefully
support.
Hopefully you have a good one.
Yeah.
Really means a lot that you're supporting.
Oh yeah. And hey, if you like the show, make sure you, like, tell your friends, talk about us on your social media. Follow us places. We haven't been posting.
Yeah, my commitment is, like, I'm gonna, like, once we get to Shippuden, I'm gonna redouble my posting efforts. I'm gonna really try and
Oh yeah.
But we'll see if I adhere to that.
Yeah, so hey, anything you want to shout out? I'm still just making things and not having anything to show yet.
Okay, well, I am still streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/verdictvelvet. I'm playing Fire Emblem Frosty 776 right now. I've been going through all the Fire Emblem games. I am, like, you know, partway through that one. I've been having a great time with it. I think the game is, like, really cool. If you're, like, curious about, like, what's up with that game, because, like, it has this reputation as, like, really kind of, like, impenetrable, like, super difficult one. I think that, like, I don't know, if you want to, like, see what's going on there, I think that, like, I do my best to, like, explain the mechanics and, like, explain, like, what's going on in there, like, how it's, like, working systemically. And I think that, like, if you want to, like, get a clearer idea of, like, what that game is beyond the sort of, like, general, like, cultural consensus, I think that, like, I don't know, like, maybe you should, like, come by. Maybe you can, like, learn a thing or two about, like, Fire Emblem, as I, like, learned about Fire Emblem as I, like, go through all these games for the first time. All of them for the first time. I've played some of them before, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, badass.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks for listening. And remember, there's no such thing as filler.